You look at people who are 150 years old, who are fraudulently collecting Social Security payments. You see our Social Security system, 40% of the people who are calling in are actually committing fraud. That means the 60% who need their Social Security checks are waiting in line.
No, they're not. You're a liar. That is Vice President J.D. Vance lying his damn fool butt off, scaring the bejiggers out of all Fox viewers. This happens again and again and again across officials, cabinet levels, Elon Musk, the post-pubescent, I don't know what to call them, plebeians of Doge, again and again and again. The fact of the matter is it is impossible for someone that allegedly is 150 years old to receive a Social Security payment. Now, before I go back to John from Sun Prairie and your texts and calls, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I want to debunk the second lie that J.D. Vance just told the entirety of America, or at least Fox viewership. That was that 40% of the calls coming into the Social Security administration are fraud. No, that is a lie. Here is what the SSA actually said on March 12th of this year. Quote, approximately 40% of Social Security direct deposit fraud is associated with someone calling SSA to change direct deposit banking information. So 40% of the direct deposit fraud is the result of someone calling the SSA. That literally has nothing to do with 40% of calls, except the number 40% appears in both statements. Elon Musk has lied about this. Donald Trump has lied about this. And of course, J.D. Vance is lying about this. Here's what else SSA officials have reported. This is from the Inspector General, which is in effect an auditor for SSA, said that over an 11-month period, 19,000 reports of unauthorized changes to direct deposits or suspected attempts occurred. Okay? 19,000 unauthorized changes over an 11-month period. Turned out about 30% of those frauds originated through the agency's 1-800 number. Okay? So that's, again, that's the Inspector General effectively affirming, confirming what the SSA itself said. One-third of those 19,000 reports over this 11-month period is a minuscule percentage of the 80 million phone calls that the Social Security Administration receives in a year. In case you want to do the math, 6,000 is 0.007% of 80 million calls. So, yeah, 40% is not equivalent to 0.007%. And if that isn't enough of a confirmation that J.D. Vance is a knowing liar, just like Donald Trump and Elon Musk are, in March, Leland Dudek, the agency's acting commissioner, told reporters that the agency loses about $100 million a year to direct deposit fraud. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but the Social Security Administration doles out $1.6 trillion in earned Social Security benefit payments a year, with 99.3% of those made via direct deposit. So put another way, 0.00625% of Social Security deposits and benefits on a cash value basis are lost to fraud. What? And that number is even smaller when you relate it to phone calls that resulted in that fraud. So J.D. Vance is a big old fatty liar. I want to go back to John from Sun Prairie. Why do we need to let Doge continue to muck about in the federal government if they're willing to lie so freely about benefits that are so important to our families?
Hi, Jane. It's almost as if they're incompetent. And I don't believe they should continue this quest I believe the correct way to do it, and the way governments from Wisconsin to Rhode Island have done it for years, is you ask that department head, can we cut 10% somehow this year? Because our budget's going to be down. And they do it. And they do the hard decisions. And it gets done. This way is back-ass words. It's done by liars. And you know what? J.B. Vance called Donald Trump America's Hitler. I think that was in the past, you know, not too long ago.
It was like five years ago, something like that. Yeah.
By the way, the Chinese aren't peasants, you dumb. Sorry, I can't control what I was going to say. He is dumb beyond a board. I'm sorry. And the reason Trump picked him is because he's malleable. He's easily bends with the wind.
Yeah, so let's ask this question a little bit more deeply. We talk about it being incompetent, and I think tariff policy is a great example of that, and I'll talk more about it this afternoon, John. Hope you can hang out with us. But here's the thing. Let's assume that J.D. Vance, who graduated from Yale Law School, is not a dummy, is not non-compos mentis, isn't incompetent. Then these become intentional lies to manipulate the American public and to gut the benefits that help sustain our families, do they not? If it's not sheer incompetence and stupidity that they know better, then this is even worse, isn't it, John?
Yes, and I can prove it. Their budget proposal is to blow up the deficit. They want to add billions to the deficit. And it's in black and white.
Why? Yeah, right there for all to see. John, I could just turn the show right on over to you because you're getting it so right. One thing I'll say is that their proposed budgets, where you're looking from the Senate side or the House side, slated to increase the deficit by trillions. And I'll tell you this much, as someone who ran a government law office for nearly 8 years, I was required to cut my budget every year and did so while preserving the number of employees I had, compensating my super performers more, and continuing to deliver services at a high level. That's how we should do it. You audit and improve. You don't lie to people to destroy the benefits that help sustain middle-class families in this country. My name is Maggie Dawn. When we come back, we're going to have Brian Rensinger talking about how farming feminism may be the balm that soothes our Gilead and bridges the political gap here in Wisconsin and more broadly. Keep it locked. We talk to Brian next right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Radio.